OJ's strategic priorities, highlighting the government's main areas of focus for 2013, 2014 and beyond.
As the country continues on its quest to achieve Vision 2030, to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families and do business, the government is seeking to harness the full potential of both men and women towards national development. Today we focus on the work to achieve gender equality. Advancing gender equality is crucial to the country's development process and is a priority of the government. Gender equality is essential for Jamaica to become a developed country. This is why focus is being placed on nurturing entrepreneurship among both men and women.
It is only through gender mainstreaming that it can be ensured that the needs of both men and women are incorporated into policies and programs. This will ensure that men and women have equal opportunity to assist in the development of our nation. It is through gender equality that we can ensure sustainable development.
State Minister in the Ministry of Industry, Investment and Commerce, Sharon Folks Abrams. The government has been doing extensive work to promote and advance the national policy for gender equality. Mrs. Folks Abrams says this is in an effort to assist women to develop and improve their economic status through various policies and international commitments.
This is reflected in international commitments such as the Commonwealth Plan of Action for Gender Equality. We are signatory to treaties such as the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination. Policies like Vision 2030 and the National Policy for Gender Equality also highlight Jamaica's commitment to ensuring that gender equality is incorporated in the development process to ensure sustainable development.
The gender equality policy is based on the United Nations Declaration on Human Rights. The ultimate aim is to provide equality in law and in social situations, especially in democratic activities, while securing equal pay for equal work. Among other things, the National Policy for Gender Equality seeks to ensure that females receive the same benefits as their male counterparts. It also seeks to ensure that a job position is not determined by one's sex. The guidelines are in keeping with several policies and legislative actions to be undertaken by the government. The Vision 2030 National Development Plan makes a national commitment to redressing the long-term systemic discrimination against women, identifying and overcoming the limitations to the empowerment of women and men, and ultimately creating a society that values gender balance, equality, and equity. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the government is fully committed to this principle, adding that over the past 50 years, Jamaican women have made tremendous advances in the private and public sectors.
At the highest level of political leadership, we have a female Prime Minister, Director of Public Prosecutions, Chief Justice, Auditor General, and Solicitor General. 28% of our mayors and 56% of our permanent secretaries are females, and scores more head various public sector agencies and departments.
Senator Faulkner says female representation on the boards of public sector entities stands at a commendable 35%. This figure is above the 30% minimum representation on any board for either gender, as outlined in the National Policy on Gender Equality. The Government of Jamaica, implementing measures to achieve strategic priority number 5, social inclusion and protection, safeguarding the lives of all Jamaicans, ultimately improving the standard of living.
I wish me could get a day for go do my personal business, you know. It would have better than fear run from work for go catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like me live a work.
Say you know here about the flexi work.
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are gonna allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
Flexi work will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support flexi work, balance life with flexi time. A message from the Ministry of Labor and Social Security.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.